Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, designing custom decks for outdoor relaxation and entertaining. Details at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha.
Right along the border between St. Louis's Grand Center and Midtown neighborhoods, there's a building that stands as a place that honors the past of Mill Creek Valley, an historic Black community raised over six decades ago for urban renewal. That building is Harris Stowe State University's Center of Innovation and Entrepreneurship. And it is far more than an edifice or site of preservation. It's also a space where St. Louisans are doubling down on potential. Here to talk with us about how that happens and why, we welcome Christy Jackson. She's the Executive Director of the Center of Innovation and Entrepreneurship at Harris Stowe State University. Christy, thank you for joining the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
We also have Amelia Robertson. Amelia is CEO of Shots by Amelia and a licensed mobile mixologist. Amelia was part of Harris Stowe's Center of Innovation and Entrepreneurship class in 2022. Amelia, welcome to you as well.
Thank you for having me.
So, Christy, I'd like to talk about the origins and the purpose of this center. So, how did it start?
Well, this center started really as a solution to a citywide, really a national challenge. With only 4% of African Americans operating businesses nationally and about 2% of St. Louisans that are African American operating businesses. And we knew that as Harris Stowe being the only HBCU in St. Louis, we knew that we had connections to the community that was in need of support for entrepreneurship development. Mm-hmm. And so it really was a natural solution to a challenge that we identified in providing education, access to resources, and capital for small businesses.
What was it about that that made you want to go all in?
Mm-hmm. Well, we knew that Harris Stowe, being a trusted community educational center for African Americans, and entrepreneurship education was really just the next step of that, because it is a pathway, it's a career pathway. And so entrepreneurship was important to us through the Anheuser-Busch School of Business, and it was just a natural extension of an offering that we could provide to our scholars and to our community.
Mm-hmm. Amelia, I want to bring you in here because you have experienced what is offered by the Center of Innovation and Entrepreneurship. How did you learn about the initiative?
I actually learned about the initiative through one of my other business friends who actually went through the program, I want to say about 6 months prior to me enrolling.
And what kind of business was that friend doing?
That friend was doing food business and a little bit of like consultation business. So they were kind of like trying to see which business was best for them to navigate through.
Mm-hmm. And what was it that made you decide ultimately that you should apply? This is quite a commitment.
Yes. So initially, it was a little thought process that I had to do. I am a single mom, so I do have a daughter who I was parenting full time, and I just wanted to be able to network and make a more sense of what I wanted to do with my businesses. So I committed to it, and I stuck it through.
Mm-hmm. What were your apprehensions about? What was it that was making you hesitate?
It wasn't so much of hesitation. It was just knowing that I had to be somewhere at the same time, once a week, that I just wasn't sure if I was going to be able to commit to it. Just being that, just as a single parent, life is, it comes at you quick.
Yeah.
So things change and kids get sick and, you know, they need you right by their side.
Mm-hmm. Christy, you're nodding. Why is that?
Absolutely. Well, I have been that entrepreneur. I'm a mother with, you know, young children. And so it really is a pathway of passion for me. My husband and I are entrepreneurs, and we actually were the first African-American couple to open a co-working space here in St. Louis. And so through that process, we really became became advocates and supporters of providing and connecting resources for entrepreneurs. And so, you know, working with Harris Stowe, becoming the executive director, is really just a passion and a purpose alignment. And I can so relate because we create programming and resources with moms like Amelia in mind.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of resources?
So we have incubator programs that happen in the evenings when parents may have more time to attend to our sessions. We also have partnerships with financial institutions that offer unique pathways to funding and capital. We offer business certificates if those that are participating in our programs want to, you know, get degrees or professional certificates. So we try to create a holistic approach to growing in your business. Even through our incubators, we provide business coaches and life coaches because we believe in wellness, not just business acumen, in supporting the whole person.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, Christy, the co-working space. So that means that you're with a lot of different people doing different things. Amelia, what was it like to be in a cohort with other people? Did you find that that was helpful in a way that you might not have experienced if you were doing something by yourself?
Yeah, I actually loved it because the good thing about networking and entrepreneurship, you may find someone who has a good, like, offset to you to help with your business. So I made like a really good report. I actually went through the cohort with one of my friends who also is a wedding planner. And we were able to actually work along with other businesses that weren't in the same field but had the same mindset. So it's really good to have those people to kind of piggyback your ideas off of, and really good insight and input, because those can also be your consumers and they give you an idea of that area of expertise that you may not have thought of, and it gives you a different type of outlook on what you are trying to bring to your business or take away from your business.
Mm-hmm. And before we go further, tell us about your business, Shots by Amelia. Because you said that you had businesses before you started the program. When and how did you develop the business?
Shots by Amelia has been like my baby since, I want to say, like early 2014, late 2015.
Oh, wow.
I've been just crafting, like trying to figure out exactly what I wanted to do with it. I was always the friend that made the drinks at the parties and, you know, had these, you know, cool ideas of different recipes. And then I always made amazing Jell-O shots. So initially, Shots by Amelia started off as a Jell-O shot business and then turned into a licensed mobile bartending business because of the research that I did and the rapport that I built with clients and venues and just networking, like with the CIE. So,
And how is it that participating in Harris Stowe's, you know, Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, how did it help your business?
It actually helped me to create my elevator pitch because I did not have one. It actually helped me create confidence in my business and actually be able to, you know, talk with people, push myself in those rooms that I need to be in, and also find out ways to help, you know, market myself or just, you know, really get to know who I wanted my business to be.
Mm-hmm. And who do you want it to be?
The best licensed mobile bartending business in the entire United States.
So big aspirations.
Yes, big aspirations.
Christy, how much of what Amelia has shared speaks to, you know, the scope of what CIE exists for and whom it exists for?
Well, I mean, it's really our why, right? And we are so proud of Amelia. She's, you know, started as a participant and now has become a vendor, you know, with the CIE. But we have so many Amelias that are a part of our that are part of our program. And so, you know, anyone that has an interest in entrepreneurship that doesn't know where to begin, we even have, you know, folks that are a part of our community that have been in business and think that they're doing it the best way, but then they learn that there's more opportunity, there's other businesses that they can collaborate with. It's for them as well.
Yeah.
So we meet really entrepreneurs where they are.
Can you provide maybe another example of an entrepreneur who's come through the program, mm-hmm. And illustrate something that is really important to share, you know, not in an elevator pitch necessarily, but while we're having conversation, mm-hmm. and not just on a piece of paper.
Yes, yes. So I would like to talk now about a student entrepreneur that has been a part of our program, Elliot. And he has designed a prototype for a unique fitting for really athletic shoes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he started with just an idea on a piece of paper. And being a part of our student incubator programs, we've connected him to IP attorneys. We've connected him with other resources, financial resources, to help him build out prototypes. And, you know, he's going on to grad school and now returning as a incubator participant. So it's really been a full circle experience, you know, with him. Mm-hmm. But it's the same for, you know, many of our other student participants as well as community. And that's something that we want people to know, too. You don't have to be a student at Harris Stowe to participate in any of our programs. It is open to community members as well.
Mm-hmm. The leadership part of what you all are doing. Talk with us about that, Christine.
Absolutely. So, you know, leadership, you know, you think it's not just executive leadership or, you know, you have to lead a team of people. You're leading in life. People are following you. Mm-hmm. And so we try to empower those that are a part. And we actually do have leadership programs. Ignite Her is one of our women-led leadership programs. But there is a piece of that in each of our incubator programs, our innovation cohorts, because we want individuals to know that they have a responsibility to pay the learning forward. They have a responsibility to be upstanding citizens. They have responsibilities, right? So that leadership modeling and that mentorship piece is incredible. It is important. And we make sure that there is alignment with career mentors as well as peer mentors so that leadership, they see the opportunity for them to serve in leadership as well.
Mm-hmm. How did you experience that, Amelia, the leadership portion?
It was actually amazing. That's one of the things that I actually love about the CIE is that the facilitators, they continuously want you to strive. They want you to be greater than yesterday. They support in ways by being present. They actually send you referrals. They even make phone calls or text messages or Facebook messages to you, say, hey, you're doing a great job. One of our facilitators is in Texas, Miss Renee,
yes.
And she checks in me all the time. And she was one of our like life coaches during the process. And she really gave you that one-on-one time, like, how's your mental today? You know, how's your family doing? You know, so it's like Christy said, it's pouring into the entrepreneurs because it's bigger than just the business. You know, you want to take care of yourself as well.
Mm-hmm. What strikes me here is preservation. So we talked about the site, mm-hmm. at which the Center of Innovation and Entrepreneurship, where it stands.
Mm-hmm.
And then also innovation, which in some ways you could think of as being at cross purposes. You know, there's back and ahead, or backward and forward, mm-hmm. but then there's back and ahead. How do these things work together, Christy, in how you are working with folks who are coming through the center?
Mm-hmm. So I love that you're saying back and ahead because, you know, Amelia, your cohort was what? How many cohorts ago? We're cohort 7 now.
Yeah.
So, you know, once you become a part of the CIE community, you are always a part. Mm-hmm. So we don't see us a hard start, and we see a hard start, but we don't see a hard stop. And so it is reciprocal. You know, we're serving together. Some of our participants have now come on to lead workshops or sessions, or as I said, become vendors. And it's really us understanding that this opportunity is so much bigger than us. For example, being, you know, having the CIE as a part of the only HBCU here in St. Louis, 165 years, there's so much history that Harris Stowe has offered in the community. But even larger than that, being a part of the Mill Creek community.
Yes.
And with, you know, 800 business owners being pushed out. And to date, we've served 2,000 business owners. So we've superseded that number of those that have been displaced or pushed out, even through the 1950s when the Mill Creek community was dismantled. So we just understand our place and purpose in this entire ecosystem as it relates to entrepreneurship and our place in history in St. Louis, in the St. Louis community.
Mm-hmm. How familiar were you, Amelia, with this history of Mill Creek Valley before you became a member of the cohort?
So I didn't have much information about it because I'm actually originally from New York. Mm. I've been in St. Louis for 10 years, so I'm still learning every day something new about St. Louis. So it was good to hear about it during the CIE and, you know, continuously hearing about it through, you know, different avenues that we talk about and just how we're pouring back into the community wanting, you know, to stand for something, you know.
Is there something about St. Louis, because you are a transplant from New York, and the history of St. Louis that now means something different to you?
So I actually tell everyone all the time, St. Louis is a great place for entrepreneurship. It really is a great place because one thing about St. Louis natives is that if they love something, they support it, and they support it 100%. I think that's the difference between coming from like a bigger city where you do have the support there, but you have to do a little bit more footwork because there's so many different areas that are not in close proximity of each other. So I'm from the Bronx. If I have a business in the Bronx, oh, they're going to support me 100%. But I need to have someone in Manhattan and Staten Island and Queens that can actually represent me and bring me there so that I can, you know, push my business out that way.
Mm-hmm. That actually sounds a little bit like St. Louis as well. So what is it then, Christy, that the CIE has it done specifically around history such that entrepreneurism can grow and become, you know, these businesses and business owners can become known throughout the region.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, fortunately, we are being recognized by the region for the work that we're doing. So we have received, you know, many regional awards for our work and service in the community. And through each of those opportunities, through every media story that is told, that we always are intentional about sharing stories of actual entrepreneurs, not just talking about our program or the university or our faculty or staff. We are actually talking about the stories of entrepreneurs that are actually, you know, doing the work. But what mark are we making in history? We are the inaugural CIE, right, at the only HBCU here in St. Louis. So we are making history just by our sheer existence. And we are making sure that we are intentional about telling our authentic stories and our authentic challenges as it relates to entrepreneurs of color, but not exclusively serving entrepreneurs of color. We are serving community, right? We are serving individuals in the region that want to be a part of our offerings. But I was kind of thinking about your story, about your perspective around this unique service that we can offer to entrepreneurs in St. Louis. We have a spectrum of services in the entrepreneurship ecosystem here. There are so many programs that are available. But just as unique as the entrepreneurs are operating in their businesses in the city, you have to choose for yourself which entrepreneurial community you want to be a part of. And so we are making sure that that diversity is represented and that that inclusion is represented and people are seeing themselves in the work that we're doing at the CIE. So we are another offering that is available in the ecosystem of entrepreneurship support.
Mm-hmm. Amelia, at this point, what is the thing that you are now working on? Where is your level up as an entrepreneur who wants to continue growing?
So, of course, I'm going to continue to keep networking, but I have bigger plans for my business, things that I'm kind of working on in the background. I'm just continuing to, you know, make those connections and, you know, do different things so that my business can be seen and can be heard. There's a lot of things that I've put into perspective that I want to expand my business with that I've talked with my team about. So we're working together to actually figure out how to launch those things. So I'm doing some things in the background.
Mm-hmm. And as we wrap here, Christy, Mill Creek Valley was not just another community. Mm-hmm. So this intention of helping Black people and really supporting leadership in the future, what is it that you want to leave sort of as your parting words or your mic drop?
Mm-hmm. You know, for the mic drop, and I don't know how much of a mic drop that this is going to be, but, you know, we've already done it, and we can do it again. And I love that the Mill Creek is the demonstration of what we've already done. It was a sustainable community. The first Black-owned business and bank was in that community. So we have done it before, and so we want to empower our community to know that we can do it again.
Christy Jackson is the Executive Director of the Center of Innovation and Entrepreneurship at Harris Stowe State University, and Amelia Robertson is CEO of Shots by Amelia and a licensed mobile mixologist. Amelia and Christy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
And applications for the CIE Next Level Entrepreneurship Small Business Incubator close this Friday, with sessions beginning in September. Applications for future cohorts are accepted on a rolling basis.
Today's episode was produced by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.